True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons. That was a Will Campbell-like false start to the rejoiner there. Happens to everybody, Stiz. Happens to everybody. I just think you should be understanding of Will Campbell.
You know what? It's a poor carpenter who blames his tools, so I'm just going to take it on the chin. We're going to be better tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day. A lot of season left.
All right.
Same with Will Campbell. He'll be better off for it. His Superman underwear will be better off next week because it had its ups
they
and downs.
They smell like defeat now.
Yeah, not great. It is, it's 5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. That means it's time for one thing, The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Being that it's Patriots Monday, and we spoke to the captain and quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May, a little bit earlier in the program, we figured it would be a good opportunity for those of you getting out of work, getting in your car, to listen to that interview. So here is our chat with Drake May. It's a Patriots Monday, and joining us on the phone lines now is Drake May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots. He is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how are we doing today?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
We're okay. If we look at yesterday's, obviously you're disappointed, fans are disappointed, Coach Vrabel's disappointed. If we look back at yesterday's loss, how do you sort of summarize your performance and what the offense was able to do and to not do in the losing effort?
Yeah, I think just from my standpoint, just got to be better. I think got to find a way to establish the run game, get the run game going, and then from there in the passing game, I feel like at times we moved it well and we're in a rhythm, kind of moving the ball down the field, and then whether it's in the red zone or on third down or just being more accurate, just finding ways to kind of keep drives alive and put up 7 instead of having to settle for a field goal or getting stopped on third down.
So, Drake, early on it seemed like you had some success. You had that nice drive culminating in a touchdown to Pop in the end zone. Guys even went into the halftime up a field goal. And then it seemed like the Raiders were able to sort of get into your face and kind of blow up some of your plans a little bit more in the second half. Did they do anything different than what you guys expected yesterday?
I wouldn't say that. I think you always – you know, it's the first game, so you're always expecting, some unscouted stuff or some stuff that if it doesn't show up in the preseason. That's what, you know, that's how the NFL is. Stuff shows up that you may not have known. And I think, you know, from that one, I think they just adjusted at halftime. And I think we did a better job coming out of half of adjusting ourselves and really not even adjusting, just executing. I wouldn't say adjusting, just executing. And that starts with me and those guys. So from there, making some throws. And I think on the interception, you know, there's plays you want to have back, you know, from there. And that next drive, the first play, miss hunt over the middle. So just things like that, you wish you had back, and that's going to be like that every game. So just got to be better. And just one of those things where you can't look back at it now and wish you got to do it then.
You referenced the interception. You guys were driving, and that was clearly a key point in the game. Now that you've gone back, watched it on tape, do you feel like that was a miss on your part? How much of a factor was the pressure and not being able to step up? Kind of take us through what you think happened there.
Yeah, I think it's part of this league is making throws or getting hit. And I think, I think I had digs open and just I need to follow through. And, from there, it's just the times this happens where I can maybe go make a play instead of, stepping up there or maybe settling back at the pocket more and not stepping up into it. So, I think just unfortunate and wouldn't say it's a miss. I feel like if I had it back, it's like I said, just try to, follow through more and don't kind of step up and allow myself to get affected by D-line, whoever was coming in.
Drake, I think at one point during your post-game presser yesterday, you talked about, I think the phrase was, let it rip. You want to figure out a way to like get more comfortable and just make a decision and play free and let it rip. What do you think what's it going to take for you to be able to be as comfortable as you can to let it rip and not maybe overthink sometimes on these plays?
Yeah, I think just continue to get a feel for these guys. I think you got new guys out there playing with them, kind of get more comfortable each week. And if that guys did a nice job when the ball came their way of making plays, and just got to keep on getting reps and practicing and seeing the stuff in the that shows up in the game, fine tune in practice and realize that it could show up again.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Drake, earlier today on the Greg Hill Show, Mike Vrabel was asked if there was a chance that they were putting too much on your plate. First year, Josh McDaniels' system, which asks a lot of the quarterback, and he said, we'll have to figure that out. Do you feel like right now maybe you're overwhelmed or they're putting too much, quote-unquote, on your plate?
I wouldn't say that. I think at the end of the day, playing quarterback in the NFL, there's going to be a lot on your plate, no matter what team you play for. So just being better as a group of, better in details and better at, establishing the run game and playing off the run game. And then in the passing, passing game, I feel like I saw it well, and those guys blocked well up front just to make some more throws. And from there, kind of find ways, like I said, to extend drives and score seven when we get down in the red zone. That's a big thing. But, I wouldn't say. I think I'm ready for it, and I think I'll get more and more comfortable each week as I play in this offense.
So it was a big day for the offensive line. Two rookies obviously starting in front of you, and Jared Wilson at left guard, and Will Campbell over there at left tackle. How'd you think they did yesterday, and what kind of communication did you guys have during the game and afterwards?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, they played hard. I think they, they blocked hard, and they want to be good, and they want to, play well. I think that's the biggest thing I see with those guys. And just trying to, like I said, kind of live through the same experience they did last year being a rookie. I think they kind of get it a little earlier than I did being out there week one and get a feel for it. So just remind them it's a long season and just attack the new week. But, I thought those guys, blocked well and played hard, and I got ultimate trust in those guys on the left side.
Drake, you said something in your press conference last week that I thought was really interesting. You said sometimes it feels like quarterbacks are just gifted the captaincy, and you don't want that to be the case. You were voted by your teammates, and you want to go prove that you're worthy of that. How do you do that this week? I mean, you're coming off a loss. Coach Vrabel was talking about seeing how this team and its leaders react. As a captain, Drake May, what's your role doing that this week?
Yeah, I think it starts this week in practice. Start showing up and having a giddy up to it, and practicing well, and goes out there on Sunday and playing well. I think that's what kind of gets these guys respect the most is keep working, and there's a long season ahead, and just know that coming in here, I'm gonna work every day, and just kind of bring guys along with me and challenge guys and challenge our guys on offense to be more detailed and depth on routes and pass game inside out and stuff like that that just shows up in the game. So just starts with me just this week in practice and carry into the game.
Earlier today on our station, your teammate Christian Ellis said that after a loss, he has a very hard time sleeping. As a matter of fact, he might have slept 2.5-3 hours. He said, woke up, rewatched the film several times, watched a little bit of the game last night in Buffalo, then watched your game tape again. What's the post game process for you like in defeat?
Yeah, I think just whenever the film comes out, I love taking a quick look at it, and then I think it's tough. It's hard to kind of especially after a loss, to kind of go about your day and not think about the game or think what I could have done better. So, you know, it's tough. I take a look at the plays and text guys that thought I did a good job and text guys that need some encouragement and talk with coach, you know, that night and then come back in the morning and take a look at with the team. And then from there, just try to move on to next week, you know, after, you know, this Monday and get back at it.
You mentioned earlier that as an NFL quarterback, there's always going to be a lot on your plate. Have you accepted the way people sort of micro-analyze everything you do, whether it's media, fans, even your coaches? You know, make sure you celebrate the right way. Make sure you react the right way to an interception. Have you accepted that sort of microscopic over-analysis of everything you do?
Yeah, I think that's just part of playing this position. I think there's a lot that comes with it. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, I can, you know, the best thing to do is move forward, you know, have a positive attitude. And like I said, just know that, you know, eyes are on me at all times. I think whether it's, you know, players or teammates or coaches or, you know, fans, they want to see me play well and they're pulling for me hard. So the best I can do is try to be my best out there, you know, week in and week out.
Drake, obviously next week you are moving on to Miami. They had a very tough one yesterday out in Indianapolis. Tough one for you last year in Miami as well. What do you guys see in the Dolphins, and what are you guys going to need to do to get ready to go to Miami and hopefully get your first win in the season and a big win in the AFC East?
Yeah, I think it's a division opponent. Anytime you're playing a division opponent, you know, it means something. It means something a little extra, and we play them, you know, another time later this year. So try to get a good grasp of them. You don't have much film, you know, as you do with teams later on in the year, but you got a week of them playing a real game, and you got a week of their personnel, and some preseason games of what they like to do. So take a look back at what they did against me last year and watch that game. And then from there, just, like I said, I think working on ourselves at practice out there and don't overthink it and get a good grasp of what they do and then try to do what we do at a high level.
Drake May here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Drake, this is going to sound like a weird question, but it's a topic that has come up. How much do you want to win? There are people out there that are wondering, are you like, do you have the killer instinct to win? How much do you want to win in the NFL?
Shoot, I mean, that's why I play the game. You play the game to win. And that's what we're all, you know, spending so much time doing, you know, winning. I think, you know, losing is the opportunity to learn from it and build it. But shoot, winning is the ultimate goal of playing this game. And that's what you play for, to win Super Bowls. And, you know, it starts with us with winning each week. And I wouldn't be doing anything for anything else besides winning.
Okay, now I feel it's my job to ask you a more lighthearted question coming off of a tough spot one like that. But someone had asked Mike Vrabel about that earlier on the day. So now you're about a Carolina guy, a year and a half into your New England residency. What's your favorite and least favorite thing about living in New England thus far, Drake?
Ooh, favorite thing? That's a good question. I think just kind of just how they embrace. I think they embrace, you know, us players in New England. I think that's probably my favorite thing. They, they love football. They love the Patriots, and they pull for us hard. And it's a very sports-driven city. I think that's one of the best things about Boston. I think the history of Boston is pretty cool. And then least favorite, nothing too much. You know, I think it gets colder than where I'm from, but the cold doesn't really bother me. But
traffic, maybe.
Yeah, maybe the traffic. Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. Maybe the tunnels. Probably the traffic in the tunnels is the worst. You don't get your phone doesn't work under there either. So,
were you surprised? You mentioned the fans and how big a sports city it is. I've talked to players in the past that came from other NFL cities, and I know you don't have a comp in the NFL, but were you surprised just how much media attention there is, how many reporters there are at training camp practices, how many fans there are, just sort of that attention to every day of Patriots work that's put on you guys?
Yeah, I think that's what they built over their past. I think that's what they built here. I think how much, you know, attention and eyes were put on because of how successful they were and the Super Bowls that they won. So, I think that comes with being a Patriot, and it comes with this city. They love winning, and you know, they expect to win. I think that's what we're all building towards. And shoot, I think, you know, I've said in the past, I think at a point you get tired of losing, and I think just trying to get the win column is, you know, each week is our mindset.
Obviously, there are a lot of people that you probably get comped to in the NFL or in recent professional football, but is there anyone, I don't think we've ever had a chance to ask you this, is there anyone you model your game after or that you most try to emulate with your style of play in your game?
No. I mean, particularly, you try to take little things from, you know, each player across the league on Sundays. I think different guys do things well. So I think you see, you know, the pump fakes of guys like Mahomes. I mean, he did one this past week against Chargers, a pump faking defenders, and getting them to jump and running around them. So just little things that you see from quarterbacks across the league and things you try to take into your game. But, you know, particularly, I was a huge fan of Cam Newton growing up, so that was my favorite player as a Panthers fan. But not just trying to be, you know, Drake May out there and be as accurate as I can.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. The experts in treating men's health, sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Drake, you probably knew you were going to get something along these lines. We figured we'd let Joe in Lakeville ask you. He said, as a UNC alum, what was your reaction to the revelation that Bill Belichick has banned Patriots scouts from UNC practices?
Yeah, I mean, that really has not too much a deal for me. I think, you know, I'm welcome back. I was there this past summer, so no, I'm following him and cheering for him and pulling for him. But yeah, I think I check in on them and watch their games. So just pulling for them and regardless of the scouts, I mean, it's all fortunate for them. But like I said, it's Coach Belichick's program, so he does what he needs, what he wants to do.
All right, Drake, we appreciate you joining us. Good luck next week in Miami. Hope we get a bounce back one.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Drake. Talk to you next week.
How come he doesn't say Go Pats anymore?
Yeah, where's the Go Pats? That.
Is he not rooting for the Patriots anymore either?
Is he less committed to the
this
Patriots
Justin,
now?
Drake May, not rooting for Patriots. Back
Go
to
Pats.
You.
Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and Drake May are rooting against the Patriots. The list is growing. Real quick, we should touch on this ongoing Bill Belichick situation that Bill confirmed over the weekend. That
this is absurd.
I'm not welcome there, so they're not welcome here, kind of thing.
One, whoever said he wasn't welcome here, he was here just over a year ago at his quarterback's Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
So you want to hear my working theory?
Oh, sure.
It was the Brady statue thing. Either he was invited, they didn't let him, Brady, he wanted to be, and they didn't invite him. I think this is all dating back to the statue reveal that Bill Belichick wasn't here for. And this is I workshopped this with a buddy over text over the mm-hmm. weekend, but I think it has something to do with the Tom Brady statue night. Yes, Diz.
Yeah, but you don't think, I mean, he was getting ready, season about to start.
I don't know.
Too close.
I don't pretend to understand the man and his petty, like, feuds and what makes him angry. I don't pretend to understand that. But he's angry.
Well, did you read Mark Daniels over the weekend had an article about the end and how, you know, how he stopped. And we had heard rumors about all this, but how he had stopped talking to Mac Jones. Yeah. How he had stopped talking to Jerod Mayo.
How do you stop talking to your friggin' starting quarterback?
He stopped. So this is something I've been, like, he... All of those communication things shrunk as his career went on. You know the famous Tom Brady, Bill Belichick meetings? I don't know when they ended, but they ended. They stopped having those one-on-one meetings a long time before their relationship ended. So he had all these issues. Jerod Mayo, I can tell you, halfway through the year, he stopped talking to Jerod Mayo. I know that from a great source, that he stopped talking to Jerod Mayo their final year together.
Oh, yeah, I heard it twice.
Bill cuts off his nose to spite his face. He thinks about Bill Belichick. As much as he's supposedly the greatest team builder, team first guy ever, he can be very like...
Petty Kruger,
as you
call
it.
Petty Van Halen.
And this is the latest... I will say, this is the most public example. This is the most proven out there. This isn't, he stopped talking to Mac Jones behind closed doors. This is out there for all the world to see. And then he confirmed it.
And you thought he was going to walk it back. Or they were going to walk it back, PR.
Did you see this over the weekend, of course, including all these different exposés and whatnot, how many people have weighed in, sans Drake May, and said, ooh, yeah, this is not a good look.
I don't know how.
Everyone.
Who thinks it's a good look? Who could, other than Jordan, Bill, I think you nailed it. Good look.
Mike Lombardi loved it,
good job, bud. He doesn't even think it's a good look. He's just going to
make sure his bread stays buttered. He's making $1 million a year. Bill, great job.
You want to hear
Do
his,
you wear a powder blue tracksuit and say, go heels?
If Bill was paying me $1 million a year, I'd say, Bill, nailed it. Good answer in the press conference. Good job banning the Patriots. Smart. I'm with you, Bill. I can be bought.
You want to hear his reasoning after a nice W on Saturday?
This isn't reasoning, but you can play it.
Do you comment on that and provide some sort of explanation on that?
Yeah, well, no, it's clear that I'm not welcome there around their facility, and so I'm not welcome in ours. Pretty simple.
How many fired coaches that are still active coaches are welcome in their facility of their former employer?
His key card doesn't work. He doesn't have a pin.
Like, how many coaches that are currently working in football and were previously recently fired are welcome back to their prior team? Stiz, can you look that up during the break? Get that back to me, because that'll make your guy look good. It doesn't exist, Bill. You are out of your mind, Bill. You are more off the rails than I ever thought you were. And great job on that great 17-point win over Charlotte. You really turned things around down there. 617-779-7937. Thanks to Drake May for his weekly interview. Up next, we need to recap our pick six from Friday. We picked six games. I know we didn't win because I actually played the parlay and I was notified by my app that I did not win the bet. So just see how poorly or well we did. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But for the final time today, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, 5:30 on a Monday, a Patriots Monday. We talked to Drake May, we talked to Marcus Jones, we talked about their mistakes from the weekend. I think it's time to talk about our mistakes from the weekend.
What did we do?
So we made some picks on Friday. We called it the pick six.
There were six of us making selections?
Not sure that all six were necessarily perfectly exactly right. So
it's all right.
Time to revisit that with a recap of the pick six.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
All right, Dan Ball.
Okay.
Lead us through this, whatever we want to call it. It wasn't great.
I didn't win.
It was not great. So our record against the spread ended up being 1-5 this weekend.
Excuse me?
We were 3-3 if you picked it straight up. But
No. There's no such thing as straight up in this world, baby.
You just bet the money line.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I'm trying to polish this. You know what? By the way,
say turd.
Okay.
Bird.
Yeah, I know. By the way, this edition of the Pick Six is sponsored by East Coast Metal Roofing. Make no payments and pay no interest for an entire year during their fall into savings sales events.
You sure it shouldn't have been Drains by James since we absolutely flushed that
turn? Yeah, nobody should give a poop about these picks. Beginning with our first game, that was Pick Stiz by Andy Hart.
It's up for a game-winning field goal. From 32 yards, Prater made it! And the Bills open their final season in this stadium with a stunning comeback win.
It was Bills 41, Ravens 40. John Harbaugh, 17 blown double-digit leads, the most by any coach since 1991. Mm. Andy was asleep to see his pick of Ravens -1.5 miss by a hair yesterday.
It really took a lot for me to lose this pick. I mean, obviously they had the big lead, but then if you even go back, you need Derrick Henry to fumble in what otherwise is a spectacular game. You had a deflected Josh Allen touchdown pass. So yep. It deflects off a guy to another guy in the end zone. There was just a lot that went into this, but in the end, the Buffalo Bills got it done.
Do you do you go month by month, or do you hit an annual membership at the Excuse Factory?
Oh, I daily. Yeah, daily.
Just you up daily?
Yeah. Okay. Bill used to use the membership around here, but I use it now. I picked up his membership.
That's a shame.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Wow. That was a tough...
Take the handoff. Rodgers under a rush. Wide open! Calvin Austin, Aaron Rodgers comes back.
All right, that was Steelers 34, Jets 32. The comprehensive list of quarterbacks with 240 passing yards, 4 passing touchdowns, and 0 interceptions in their team debut over the last 60 seasons. It's Aaron Rodgers and nobody else. So unfortunately, Nick Fitzy-Stevens' pick of Steelers -3, also a miss.
So you could argue that Aaron Rodgers had both the best and the worst debuts for a team that you could ever have. I mean, obviously the Jets debut, he tears his Achilles.
Four plays in, pops the Achilles.
And now Dan just gave me this SID stat that no one's ever had as great a debut as Aaron Rodgers did. So,
and you would think that when Aaron Rodgers balls out and throws 4 touchdowns, 244 yards, no picks in his debut for the Steelers, Yins is going to get a cover. Just the same way you'd think that when the Ravens are up by 15 points with 5 minutes left and all the Wintronics and nerd stats are saying 99.9% chance you'd get a win, both of us took it on the chin.
That's why it's called gambling, not investing. And we're not good at it.
0 for 2. All right, who's next?
Couple of heartbreakers at the top of the card for sure. Okay, Stiz, who is next?
For the lead. And it is no good! He missed it wide to the right! A missed extra point, a missed field goal, and a missed opportunity for the Cleveland Browns.
The Bengals just hang on 17-16 over the Cleveland Browns. First week one win for the Bengals since 2021. They had a 7-15-1 September record entering play on Sunday. They get it done, but they did not cover Ted Johnson's -5.5.
I also believe, I'm going off the top of my head, Dan, you may have seen this number. I believe they had 7 yards in the second half.
7!
Not fantastic.
How is that possible?
I don't know how they won. I don't know how they won. I mean, they won, but if I'm a Bengals fan, this doesn't really feel like you shook off the issues you have in September in the past. You just happened to somehow get a W.
That's nasty. I mean, I honestly thought with all the emphasis they had told us they had placed, let alone it seemed they had placed by playing Burrow and Chase a lot in the preseason, they were going to come out all guns blazing.
They need a new
coach. The same old Bengals.
They're wasting an era in Cincinnati, where you have arguably the best quarterback in football. I guess you could make an argument. He's not, but he's in that top 4 and the best receiver in football. Mm-hmm. And you lose all the time in September, dig a hole that you can't dig out of, and it's why you're not playing in the big games at the end of the year.
Damn shame.
Fire him. All right, on we go. So 0 for 3 so far. Stiz, what's next?
Roll the pocket. They shovel it to Connor. Connor into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
The one we got right, and I will brag, it was me, just barely by half a point. It was Cardinals 20 and Saints 13. Cardinals cover the -6.5. Arizona's defense allowed just one touchdown in yesterday's game against New Orleans. Since week 7 of last season, the Cardinals have allowed the fewest total touchdowns, 22, and the fewest passing touchdowns, 10, in all of the NFL.
How is that possible?
I'm not sure. For a team that I think we kind of thought would be known for their offense a bit more this year. Marvin Harrison, Trey McBride, et cetera.
Who's their defense? Buda Baker, right?
Yep.
Who else?
Yep.
Can you name four starters on the Cardinals defense? I cannot.
Oh.
I gave you one.
Who's the linebacker? The Z Collins.
Oh, the guy we wanted
the
here.
The guy we should have taken in 2021.
Like Zaven Collins?
Yes.
Something Collins, yeah. Yeah,
there's him too.
I'm not real familiar. I'm going to say their coach on the defensive side of the ball doing a hell of a job.
And Jonathan Gannon used to be the defensive coordinator for the Eagles, correct?
Yeah. Okay. So their defense being well coached up. I just want to revisit the one point. So our only victory came by a half a point.
That's correct.
We were a half a point away from going 0-for.
That's right.
All right. That's always week two.
That's the afternoon's
difference.
That is
a double golden sombrero for us. We are
so
special.
The Dolphins, the Patriots, and WEEI afternoons will be looking for a bounce back week two effort.
Yeah, no question. Josh Sweat is one of their linebackers, formerly of Philly. You got Calais Campbell from Miami, Dalvin Tomlinson
from
Cleveland.
He's still playing?
Yeah. First-round pick Darius Robinson. I'm just looking at names that I've even remotely heard of on this defense, on their depth chart. Okay, so that was our one victory. Stiz to the next one.
Would come up big in this game, and he has so far. Here he is throwing to the end zone. He's got a touchdown pass to Jaden Reed. Packers on the board again.
Well, the Packers hype has been rewarded so far. It was Packers 27, Lions 13. They did not cover Stiz's Lions +2.5. Jordan Love has now attempted a career-best 195 consecutive regular season passes without throwing an interception. He's gone 8 straight games without throwing one, the longest stretch by a quarterback in Green Bay since Aaron Rodgers in 2019.
Stiz, you took the Lions?
What were you thinking? I was really, and I still kind of am, rooting
for the
Lions.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This
is gambling.
They got close. Well, I thought that they, but man, watching that game, they were all over Jared Goff.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Do you know why?
That
it's almost like
getting,
the.
Pummeled.
But the interior of their offensive line got rattled hard during the offseason, including when their all-world center, Frank Ragnow, just retired out of the nowhere.
And you know their coordinator left and.
Both of them left.
And then the other team, looking to take advantage of that, traded 2 first-round picks and $180 million for maybe the best pass rusher in football.
I may or may not have put too much stock into Dan Campbell. It's possible.
I may have erred.
Well, I appreciate your stitch. Thanks a lot, bro.
All right, on to the last one. Here we go.
And being wide receiver too, and he said, "Hold up, that's you saying that. We got two. We got 2-1 wide receivers. Stafford end zone caught touchdown.
Down was the end of that call.
Got a quick hook there.
Jeez.
That was Brian Frazoco's pick. Texans +3 did not cover because the Rams won. I think kind of a disappointing game.
Kind
I was expecting
dud,
some more
right?
fireworks. Yeah.
Yeah.
14-9 your final since entering the league in 2023. Though Puka Nacua has 13 regular season games with 100+ receiving yards, which is tied for the most in the NFL in that span.
I don't want to say my boy Nick Cayley could already be on the hot seat, but that's not a great start.
When your rookie receiver out of Iowa State leads all pass catchers with 32 yards.
And that's a Houston team. They think they're going to have a very good defense. They should have a very good defense. So I don't think they're asking you to score 35 a game. Just don't score. Would they score 9?
9.
9 times.
Hey, shout out to the text line. One thing this station provides, A+ fade material.
That is true.
Fade the afternoons, baby, and make yourself a mint.
Maybe that's the parlay we should have been reading. So, yeah, we went 1-for-1-and-5, did not hit our $510 parlay. Just a recap on our Patriots picks as well. Andy, congratulations. You picked the Raiders. You had
by
them
7.
27-20. Very nicely done. Fitzy had the Pats by 3. Ted had the Pats by 1. Dan Ball had Vegas by 4. Stiz and Brian both had the Patriots by 4.
So Dan Ball, genius doesn't walk alone. We walked hand in hand down the road of intelligence here.
Side by side, just as we imagined it.
All right, coming up on WEEI Afternoons, just stumbled upon some new audio that fits perfectly into our Drake May discussion, and it involves Josh Allen. His visit with Drake May and the
advice he had for the young Patriots quarterback. That's up next in Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Let's go to the phone lines real quick before we get to the audio that we stumbled upon. Let's go to Brandon in Boston. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I told you Drake May's not the guy. I don't know why you guys like to keep on promoting this guy, but I don't believe in him. So let's look at Bo Nix. Bo Nix won his game. Jaden Daniels won his game, right? Now you have J.J. McCarthy going against Caleb Williams. I wish it was an individual game against another opponent, but out of those two, someone's going to win, and I picked J.J. McCarthy to win that game. So let's look at the Patriots, you know. Supposedly, man, they spent like $355 million in free agency, right? Mm. Awesome. Lost the first game. Now, you look at Drake May, one interception, four sacks, one fumble, but it's a recovery from the team, right?
All right, thanks for the call, Brandon.
Where are we going?
I don't know where we were going there, but are we really giving up on Drake May this early, Brandon? I mean, you may have never liked him, Brandon. That's fine.
Seems like everyone did, just like Mike Vrabel did with 4th and 10 at the 50 with 4 minutes left, punted.
But, like, does Lamar Jackson stink? Does Derrick Henry? They lost.
Yeah,
like,
they suck.
Half the teams had to win, half the teams had to lose. Let's go one more phone call here because Mark in Connecticut wants to talk about fullbacks. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, my brothers? You know what I was just thinking about? I was wondering why Ted Johnson's not there, and then it came to me that he's on the breakdown today with Phil Perry at 6 o'clock. But Okay. Other than that, explain to me this. I don't think one time I saw the fullback, Jack Westover, that was moved to fullback on that field. I was at the game.
All right, thanks for the call, Mark. They don't really have a fullback right now. They got a tight end they're trying to make into a fullback. The poor guy broke his foot in the preseason.
How did Andy call in and host at the same time just then?
Isn't it amazing? It's amazing, a special skill. Trick.
Yeah, like, how did he do
he
that?
He can change his voice and throw it onto a phone. You keep a burner on you?
At all times. It's like an earpiece. I can just like think it.
Like a Bluetooth.
The ventriloquist act is coming along very nicely for you.
Well, great point, caller.
Thanks for the call,
he's
Mark.
A fullback, yeah.
We appreciate you calling and talking fullback and yeah, on
and
for
you
that
else?
Long.
Oh, so that's where Ted is on Mondays. I've been wondering. Yeah. All this time.
That was I thought that was going to go down like prank call road, but then it was just a real call. He's like, oh, I know where Ted is. And by the way, the fullback, how come he didn't play more?
And ba-ba booey.
I also think that Josh McDaniels would like a fullback, and at some point maybe they'll find a fullback. Anyway.
I'd like touchdowns.
Question is, did they find a quarterback? And our quarterback has been compared to Josh Allen. Even though if you watched football from 1 to 4 and then again from 8 to 11, you know our quarterback looks nothing like Josh Allen right now. Apparently they got together this summer, and Josh Allen was talking about it on a podcast.
I don't know about mentor. I have formed a couple relationships. I've formed a good relationship with Drake May. Got to spend some time with him this offseason. An unbelievable guy. He's still in the kid tier for me. You know, he's younger than I am, so he's an unbelievable kid. He just got married, so let's laugh it up for him as well.
Yeah, everybody's getting married.
He's a bright kid. He can spin the heck out of the ball. He moves well. And he seems like, again, the only thing that I ever tell anybody is like when they ask me like, what's your number one, it's like, just be yourself, right? Like, be authentic, know who you are, don't try to be somebody that you're not. And he seems like a kid that is only him.
Josh Allen, I hope.
Love that.
I hope that Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels were listening to you on Twitter or on that podcast or right here on WEEI, because that's what I've been saying all afternoon. Don't try to fix everything. Don't try to mold him into whatever you think he should be. Drake May is talented, just like Josh Allen is talented. And Brian Daboll was able to fix the technical aspects of the game for Josh Allen without breaking him down emotionally and personality-wise and leadership-wise.
Kind of tightened up his mechanics a little bit, too,
yeah, the
which is unnecessary.
Stuff.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
got nothing to do with how you celebrate a touchdown, how you react to an interception, how you interact with your teammates, how you lead. Why are they trying to
Drake
fix everything
Drake is not demonstrative.
Else?
We've been talking about this
so
for
don't
forever.
Make him.
Then just let him be himself.
Correct.
Correct.
And that's what Josh Allen is saying. So Drake May, listen to Josh Allen and not your coaches.
Coach Arcand, how do you handle people when they do things differently than you, but you got to try to find a way to put him in his position to succeed?
I always thought Mac Jones was very genuine to himself. Was that a positive thing, or should he have tried to be more like somebody else? You know, like, that's kind of the question, isn't
it? He didn't have any talent.
Well, fine. I mean, he had some talent. You know, he was a first-round draft pick. He was good in college. He had talent. He was almost an all-pro. He was pro bowler his first year.
Big
Definitely
difference.
Not all-pro. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't great. I'm not saying he was great. I'm just saying in terms of, like, his attitude and him being who he was, you know, be yourself. Just be yourself. Sometimes you shouldn't be yourself. Sometimes you should try and improve yourself and be something better than what yourself is, especially if you're a young player who's maybe immature and trying to evolve as a player and as a person. Not that I'm saying Drake May is, but you know, I'm not seeing a lot of progress here with his arm. I'm not seeing his accuracy really getting any better. I'm seeing him airmailing balls all over the
first
place.
First third down yesterday, Pop Douglas was wide open all by himself.
Yeah.
And he sailed
Pop
five
has
yards.
Nothing to say, though, because first play, he hit him in the hands and he dropped it.
I know,
with thumbs from yesterday because you all sucked. Coaches, players, all y'all. Don't be pointing at Drake. Point yourself.
Took almost 4 hours for you to come up with that one?
No. Nope.
Where was that? Where was that at 2 o'clock?
I was fired up yelling about other things. But I think Drake May's issues with accuracy and some of that, I think he's just, his head is spinning. I think they're,
I agree.
And Mike Vrabel kind of alluded to it.
And it's, you got to get him back on the rut, you know, because if you don't, this is going to be another failed quarterback. And that, if you get into a rut like that, like the Jets have been in for the last however long.
Cowboys. I mean,
Justin
Browns.
Fields you know? Looked pretty good yesterday.
That's true. He did it.
The Browns did it for 20 years, those jerseys with all the names.
You know,
you don't want that.
You don't want to even get in the starting off on that road. And I feel like that could be where this goes. There's a big article in The Athletic today all about how these teams have failed their rookie and young quarterbacks over the years. Alex Smith's quoted in it, all these different, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning.
They're asking
all these
them
people,
to do too much.
It sounds a lot like the Patriots and Drake May.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm going to talk about on my show today, by the way.
And you should, because everybody is putting it on Drake May and just the guy and his performance and his touch.
Yeah.
It's about what you can do
to help Drake May succeed. It's on the organization and Drake May. They work together. They're working in concert to figure out.
Other than hiring Josh McDaniels, what are they really done? You know, like what, well, what's really been done?
But here's
drafting Steph
Will
Diggs
Campbell.
And drafting Will Campbell, which are both pretty big question marks.
I think. And also yesterday he checked down to Hunter Henry for 10 yards when Kyle Williams was streaking up the sideline all by himself. Missed that one. So obviously.
But is that on him? Or
we
is
don't
that
know.
On,
we don't know.
Josh said,
tell
do this and do that and do that, but don't
tell
do
you
this.
What. I have a great idea. Friday, when we have the coordinator interview, should we get Josh, we should ask him, is this more on you? And in his head,
it's all you.
I get to ask him that? Great. The text line right here. It's not. This is a representation, I think, Arcand, of a very salty Patriots fan base that with one game on the 2025 season has decided to just punt on Drake.
Uh-huh.
It's not a matter of talent with Drake. Heart is the question. It's like our show. Heart
E-A-R-T,
is the question.
Yes. No, I don't. He has physical ability. Everybody can see that. The ability to throw a football, the ability to run, do some of the off-platform stuff, all the stuff we've been talking about back to the draft.
I don't know if I've seen them lose a game because he didn't have enough heart to win it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that was ever the question.
I don't even know what that means.
To me, it's more of a question of the talent around him, the line protecting him, who he's throwing to, the offensive coordinator, which I know Josh is supposedly better than Alex Van Pelt, but didn't really look all that. With the,
did
I'm
you
sorry.
Say supposedly?
Yeah, I said supposedly. Did you see the play calling last night?
Supposedly? I did.
Wow. Yeah. And was it better than Alex Van Pelt?
Yes.
When?
All of it.
Really?
All
How about
of
that
it.
Fake tuck?
How about that punt at the end?
The fake tush push.
How about
was
that
fun.
Punt on fourth down when you're down two scores?
That worked out. That was a slick call.
It was a nice call. Now the pitch on the short yardage play didn't love that as much. There were some things we didn't like, but I thought it was every bit as much execution as game plan. Everybody on that offense failed to execute at various times. Mm-hmm. It's like they could never get, you know how they tell you.
Except Kayshon Booty. He was pretty good.
He was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But we haven't even mentioned, by the way, it's 5:55. We've not even mentioned Steph Diggs' name once until now.
Well, he was kind of irrelevant.
6 for 57. I called 6 for 60.
It was a quiet six catches, I thought.
Yeah. I was actually stunned when I read the game book. I was like, he caught those? Where? And he only played, what, a third of the snaps? His snap total was way down. And then some of the, whatever you call them, all 11 warriors or whatever that do the film, all 22 crew, they have been like, why is he even in the game? He's not very good.
Oh, I saw a couple breakdowns on Twitter where people are like, hey, hammering it's questionable him. To pay $69 million to a 31-year-old coming off ACL surgery until you watch the film. Then it's really questionable.
Stick around for the Christian Arcand Show. You're on till
9 o'clock. Then we got Red Sox pregame.
6 to 9, and then the Mass Mutual pregame show. Christian Arcand's going to be yelling about developing quarterbacks and where it all goes wrong. How could that possibly tie into the Patriots and Drake May and everything that's going on in New England? Stick around to find out. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6. Ted Johnson will join us. We'll get his thoughts on this season-opening loss. Yes, Dan Ball?
Loaded day. Mark Schlereth, 2:30. Brian Hoyer, 4:30. Alex Cora, 5:30.
Alex Cora, 5:30. And Brian Hoyer updates his win range. It's not really a total. It's more of a range with him. We'll talk to him about that tomorrow. Talk to you then.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.